As she opened her mail recently, tiny resident Irene Yankovsky was taken aback to receive another anonymous, threatening, letter. While it was addressed to her, the two-page, poison pen letter outlined how those favoring the township's dynamic beach bylaw work were simply wrong. "I'm from Toronto, so I know how quickly things can turn due to stupidity," Yankovsky tells Midland Today. "This person or these people are unhinged, and as far as I am concerned, dangerous. They cross lines, take no accountability for their behavior or actions. This is unacceptable." Yankovsky says she's not the only one who has been targeted by these cowardly acts in Tiny Township. "I'm taking this as a threat against my family," she says, noting her daughter regularly visits the beach and has been intimidated by residents in the past. "We need to stand together against these bullies. If anyone recognized the handwriting, please reach out to me." This marks the second anonymous letter she has received from somebody Yankovsky imagines is upset about the public using what they consider to be their own private beach between concessions 15 and 16. "They're getting nervous about the dynamic beach bylaw," she says. "No one has ownership right up to the water. For the past couple of years, the township has been delineating where private property ends along the municipality's shoreline with an end goal of creating a dynamic beach bylaw. On the beach near Yankovsky's home, she estimates the poles installed by the township to show where the property line ends are about 25 meters from the water's edge. As for the latest shot across the bow, the writer accuses Yankovsky of being the lone voice from Georgian Sands Beach parroting mistruths and encouraging illegal activity similar to those on Rob's sites, referring to Rob Johnston, who started the Beach Rights and Tiny Township News Facebook sites a few years ago. The letter goes on to state that the beach in question is not public, but can be used by residents, including Yankovsky, living nearby who have deeded access. The letter further notes or attempts to yell, "If a piece of paper is capable of such things," by using capital letters, that those living along the shoreline actually have deeded ownership to the water's edge. "If you believe otherwise, you prove it," rather than yammering, the letter says, adopting a calmer tone after getting the yelling out of the way. For the HOI Poloi, the letter states they have access to LaFontaine Beach to park their coolers and umbrellas for the day. The letter goes on to heap praise on Karen Zulinik and her tiny Facebook group that opposes not only the beach bylaw, but also the plan to build a new administrative center. There are very proficient residents assisting her, such as lawyers, professors, chartered accountants and more, versus the group you mightily support that includes a manure spreader, bar seat warmer, loud mouths, alternative reality quacks and just plain quacks, who can't and just won't accept truth and facts, the letter says, in disparaging those interested in ensuring better beach access for all residents. But what's perhaps most disturbing can be found at the letter's end, when the writer warns Yankovsky to better respect her neighbors. "I remind you, you have posted your email address and residence location online for everyone to see," it states. "Running to Rob Johnston and having the vapors is immature and unintelligent.